Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan on this Thursday morning, and joining me in studio is Amy Dollar with the Coffeyville Historical Society. Amy, we've got big event going on this weekend out at the Brown Mansion. We've been promoting it for like a month and a half at this point, and it's worked because some of it is sold out, but there are still some openings for people that want to check out hauntings this weekend.
There are. I was out there last night at the, we're going to have it in the ballroom. I mean, we'll start out downstairs. I'm going to have a little gathering room, and then we'll go up, and the performance will be in the ballroom. And I went up there, and it is, you'll not believe how Pete and his a person that works with him, Zach, we give a big shout out to them. They might not be awake this morning because they were still working on it last night. But you would not believe how the ballroom was transformed. It looks really, really cool. And I think it's going to be a really good show. I'm excited to see it. I'm hoping to slip up there on the late performance tonight and maybe get to catch it. So we do have a performance tonight at 7 and tonight at 9:30. And then we do still have tickets available for both of those. Friday, the 7 p.m. show, we have tickets for, I do believe, but the 9:30 show is sold out. So if you're wanting to catch a late show tonight or Saturday night, at 9:30 would be good. So we have another showing on Saturday at 7 and Saturday at 9:30. So we'll have a total of the 6 shows. And so I think they're going to be tired after this. But I encourage everyone, we still have tickets available. You can buy them online. Our Facebook has a link. For the Brown Mansion Facebook has a link. I think the KGGF website may have a link as well for it. One of the little square things that float around.
Yes.
And I don't know what those are called.
The little ad spots.
Yes. Yeah. And then you can go and get them at the chamber. They do have them available at the museum, but it's sometimes the museum's busy and the volunteers are doing other things, so it's really easy just to hop right into the chamber and pick
right
up your tickets.
The street,
so, it is. Yeah. It is right across the street. So it works out really well. And I wanted to thank everyone who has been helping so far. I still have helpers I'll have to thank next time. But, Nelson Riley and Denise York, they've been, and Tina Romine, she's helped make our posters, and everyone's been helping. And Nancy Garten, and then Mrs. Clough. Give a shout out to her. She's making us our hors d'oeuvres. She got up early this morning to work on stuff for us. So I thought that was really cool too. And I guess I don't want to leave anyone out. So it's thanks to Pete and his magic crew and Zach. And there's been a lot going on. And then we have donors. I guess I should thank them. Thank Mrs. Gillum and the Yoke and Denise and Bob York. So I think everything's coming together good. I have not done helped organize a lot of events, so I've been a little nervous. It's not like you guys organize a lot of events either.
No, so I'm not an event organizer.
But it's been a lot of fun, and it's only one person. One person cannot do it. It's been a lot of people. So and then we have our events committee that's been working on it too. But I encourage everyone to come out and see the show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It is a fundraiser for the mansion.
Yeah, and it's 3 parts. So you mentioned the hors d'oeuvres and starting downstairs because they're going to try to ease everyone into it with chatting and some good food and maybe some wine or some other drinks.
There's some little light snacks, like you said, the little meaty, cheesy, snacky, veggie things and a little bit of wine and some iced tea or water if you're, either way. I was thinking maybe on the late show have coffee in case you're sleepy.
Yeah, wake somebody up.
I need
before,
it for me.
Yeah, you go up, and then there's a light portion, and then there's a in-the-dark portion, I've heard Pete talk about it, I think, like 3 times at this point, and it sounds great. And I know Pete's very talented, very entertaining, that's what it's about. This is strictly entertainment.
It is. If you're wanting to actually talk to someone across the veil there, I think this is not quite the right show for you. But if you want to have fun and experience what it was like when they did try to, cross over and talk to people back in, the late 1800s and all that, when they tried to do all that, when the spiritualism movement was a big deal, just kind of see how it was performed. This is the right show for you. Or if you just want to get out and have a good time, I mean, it's a cool venue. It's a neat location. I think it's going to be a neat, just a neat event.
Date night. I think it'd be a great date night.
Yeah, my kids were watching a scary movie the other day, and the boys were telling each other how scary movies
makes a great date night. Nothing gets that girl wanting to hold you closer than...
Especially the blackout portion.
Or so I've been told.
So we will have the whole, they've been working on blocking out the ballroom, which I thought was not going to be as hard as it has been, but it's going to be totally black. You should not even be able to see your hand in front of your face, says Pete. So I'm very excited and scared for that. He said it always, he thinks it's always funny when he gets kind of surprised when he shuts off the lights. And sometimes people will be dressed up to come to his performance, and he'll see they'll have glow-in-the-dark makeup. And he said it always will, like, surprise him when he shuts off his light. So maybe leave your glow-in-the-dark makeup at home and save it for fall. But, yeah. Or either way, I guess.
Save it for Halloween.
Yeah. Anyway, this is going to be a lot of fun, so I'm excited. And then we actually have Linda, our curator from the mansion, messaged me yesterday and said that PBS from Wichita is going to come and do a article or whatever they call it for
story
about historical buildings in Kansas. And so they're going to come next week. Oh, they're coming to do a piece on historic buildings in Kansas, and they're going to come on like August 13th. So I think we'll be able to announce when it will air. So you guys get PBS from PBS in Wichita. You'll have to tune in and check us out.
Yeah, that's cool. Definitely feature. There's some cool buildings in this area. So, all right. So outside of the event going on, what's the normal hours for people that want to check out the Brown Mansion or the Dalton Museum?
If you want to come and check out our normal hours, we are open Tuesday through Saturday at the mansion. And we have tours at 1 o'clock and tours at 3 o'clock. So there's two tours a day. You can come in and it is a guided tour. So you might want to get there, you know, don't get there too early on the days I volunteer, but you know, you get there about 5 minutes before the tour and you can come in and get ready to get started. And then the museum, we are open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. So you can go to church and go eat some supper and come over and check out the museum for the afternoon. And if you've been there at the old location and you hadn't been to the new location, you should definitely come and see it. There are some things that have been displayed that hadn't been previous, and it's a whole new light in there. So come check it out.
All right. All right. Thank you, Amy, for coming in and encourage people to go out and check out the hauntings either tonight or the early show tomorrow night or Saturday. It'll be very fun, entertaining experience.
I think it will. So, yes, get tickets and support the mansion and come and see Pete's awesome show.
All right. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.